Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod. Today, we have a fascinating story to discuss that revolves around Indian Chandrayaan-3 lunar rover and lander. These vehicles have achieved the monumental task of becoming the first spacecraft to successfully land on the untouched south pole of the moon, marking India's first ever moon landing. But after achieving their initial mission goals, they're currently taking a break, or in more technical terms, they're in sleep mode, waiting for the next lunar sunrise. Quite the interstellar feat, if you ask me. So what's the deal with this nap? Both Pragyan rover and the Vikram lander are running on solar power. The Indian Space Research Organization, or ISRO, announced recently that Pragyan's batteries are fully charged, but they've chosen to power down and park the rover temporarily. Now, to give some perspective, since its arrival on August 23rd, this rover has already journeyed more than 330 feet on the lunar surface. Moreover, ISRO released an update stating that the solar panel of the Pragyan rover is oriented to capture the light of the upcoming lunar sunrise, September 22nd, a few days ago. Now, while its receiver was kept on, the rover should have awoken to continue its mission. If that doesn't happen, ever, the rover will remain on the moon as India's lunar ambassador. Now, Vikram, the lunar lander, didn't just rest immediately, though. 2 days after Pragyan went into sleep mode, Vikram also settled down. Its operations did last slightly longer than its rover companion, though. Both the rover and the lander are expected to reawaken someday after September 22nd, and we're not sure when that's going to be, because both of them have not woken up yet. But before it took its lunar slumber, Vikram had one more trick up its sleeve. ISRO powered up Vikram's thrusters for a small 16-inch hop, bringing it closer to Pragyan for their joint downtime. Now, this mission is a landmark in the history of space exploration. With this achievement, India now joins the club of elite nations that have successfully landed a spacecraft on the moon, a club that includes only the United States, the former USSR, and also China. However, things have taken a twist. After the momentary break from both the rover and the lander, they have not reawakened yet. They've raised concerns among the ISRO team because of this. And The Guardian reports that efforts to reestablish contact with the spacecraft have so far been unfruitful, and hopes are dimming for the reactivation. The extreme lunar conditions could be affecting the spacecraft right now, and the long absence of the sun's rays can make the moon a very unforgiving place. But ISRO hasn't thrown in the towel. They've stated that attempts to reestablish connections with both the Vikram lander and the rover will continue until the next lunar sunset, slated for September 30th. Now, while the situation for Vikram and Pragyan may look challenging at the moment, it's worth noting that other lunar missions have faced similar obstacles and have successfully overcome them. China's two rovers, Yuta-2 and Chang'e-4, serve as prime examples of resilience, having awakened from the lunar sleep cycles on more than one occasion. That being said, each mission is unique, and specific technologies employed can react differently to the moon's harsh conditions. ISRO's chief elaborated on the dilemma of reestablishing communications. The need of the hour is for the transmitter on the lander to spring back to life. It has to tell us that it's alive. Even if all other subsystems work, we have no way of knowing that. So Kumar stated that in the interview, and this echoes a fundamental challenge in the space exploration: the limitations on our ability to troubleshoot issues remotely, millions of miles away in a completely different celestial environment. Now, let's also not forget the competitive aspect here. The successful landing of Chandrayaan-3 on the moon's south pole was particularly remarkable, given that it happened just days after Roscosmos' Russian space agency experienced a catastrophic failure trying to land its Luna 25 in the same region of the moon. While ISRO's success was a win for the agency and for India, it also served as a contrasting tale to the challenges and risks that even seasoned space agencies like Roscosmos face. Chandrayaan-3's success and current challenges, therefore, offer a wealth of information for future lunar missions, helping humanity better understand what it takes to explore and perhaps one day colonize our celestial neighbor. With the approaching lunar sunrise and the sunset coming up on the 30th, the world is watching closely to see if the ISRO, lander, and rover can manage to rekindle communication between us and the moon. And this isn't just about one mission or one country. It's a tale of a human endeavor against the odds and the boundaries of space, the final frontier. And despite these recent setbacks, the mission must be considered a groundbreaking success for India. Even if the worst-case scenario occurs and Vikram never wakes up, it and Pragyan will stand as silent yet poignant monuments to India's advancing capabilities in space exploration. Remember, this was a mission that softly landed not just once but twice, with Vikram firing up its thrusters to float 15 inches above the surface before landing again. Whether or not they awaken, these spacecraft will forever be India's lunar ambassadors. Now, this chapter in space exploration, marked by India's Chandrayaan-3 mission, showcases the country's growing prowess in space tech, but also the harsh realities of exploring an environment as extreme as the moon, our closest neighbor. With the next lunar sunrise approaching, all eyes are on ISRO, eagerly awaiting the next chapter in this fascinating journey. Now that's it for this episode today. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed it, please hit the subscribe or follow button on whatever podcast platform you're listening on right now. It's free, takes a second, and helps us out tremendously. Until next time, keep looking to the stars. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you in the next one.